This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
With another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the great state of North Dakota. If anybody else tells you different, they have an agenda. They're probably from Russia. We have a busy hour. We're going to do this first half hour of whatever's on your mind. Lots of open phone time. Been busy with lots of guests lately, which is fun. We love bringing guests here, but we also love hearing from you on what it is on your mind. So call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We have a MyPillow poll going on. You can text your answer to either one of those numbers. A caller from Williston said, sell the grasslands, research the history. The only reason the government bought them was to help people that needed money during the debt, so it's time to sell them back and reduce the debt. Sell them. So I said, okay. I'm curious. Anybody for that? Think we should do that? Let us know. Bottom of the hour, Mark Fox will join us. Mark is the chairman of the MHA Nation, Mandan Hadatsa Arikara Nation. And we're going to talk a little bit about the new compact that Governor Doug Burgum and Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford worked long and hard on. I'm going to ask him about that. And this is sort of done in reverse this time, because normally it would go to the legislature and they'd say, go do a deal, Mr. Governor. And the governor has been in a dialogue. And Brent Sanford is really, really valuable there as well. I think Doug Burgum will be the first to tell you that. But especially in this case, given his relationship over the years of having been so important to energy development and McKenzie County is a Watford City leader, that he had relationships with, Native American neighbors, number one, but number two, the people that are doing this kind of energy development, which can transform lives and also reduce the federal debt. So I love that we're having this conversation. But in the meantime, you give me a call and talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. I have a ton of texts. I'm going to go to Eric and Towner, who wants to talk about the grasslands. The poll question, simply this, yes or no on selling the grasslands, knowing it goes to reduce the national debt. National debt more important or federal ownership of national grasslands is how I'd pose it. Okay? 701-367-2054. All you need to say is yes or no. You want to add a comment, that's fine. Or Todd, 701-226-8503, and we'll call the MyPillow winner before the end of the show. One of you will win a free MyPillow for that. Got to pick it up, Fargo or Fargo or Bismarck, sorry, but other than that, we'll give you a free pillow. Okay? Simple as that. Here's a texter. It says, why, in addition to the sacrifices we offer through all of Lent, does the Catholic Church requires in caps, Todd, you see that? Require us to fast / no meat today and every Friday. What they're talking about is part of the recommendations. I don't know if it's required. You all have a free will. This is just sort of the teaching of the church that goes back a lot of years. I shouldn't try to answer this. What do I know? I'm a radio guy. I do it. I forget sometimes. I feel like an idiot, but I do it. I try my best. Again, to sort of match that sacrifice to the ultimate sacrifice of our Savior. That's why I do it. That's what the teaching's about, to prepare for Easter. But I'm not the one to answer the question. I'll try and get a professional answer to that. Not sure we'll get it done today, but we'll get an answer at some point. Eric and Towner, you're like a priest. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that, a bishop, somebody that knows the teaching very well. I'm far from an expert. Eric, what's on your mind?
Oh, just calling on both grasslands. Why stop the grasslands? Why not sell every piece of public land? Lincoln Memorial, Washington Monument, all the national parks, get rid of all the public parks, public libraries, why not get rid of everything public?
So I assume you're making that argument to sort of, go to the extreme of saying that's something obviously we'd never want to do.
If you're going to get rid of things people enjoy using, why not get rid of all of it?
You know,
a lot of roads out there that only access private land, to get rid of them too.
Okay. I'd rather you argue your argument than, you know, sort of be snarky and saying it in reverse. Why do you think the federal government, just go to what the caller from Williston said. He said, hey, federal government only bought it because these people needed the money. They helped them out. So it wasn't supposed to be forever. Why not sell them back? That was his argument. What do you say to that?
I didn't know there was a timeline on it when they bought it.
I don't know either. He's claiming there was, but I don't know either. But my point is, that's why they bought it. So does he have a good point?
I don't think so, not at this point.
So the federal government buys something, they ought to own it forever.
If it was going to be sold in the same generation that they bought it, that'd be one thing. But now that you're a few generations away from there, I think it's pretty irrelevant.
Boy, I don't. I don't think the founding fathers are irrelevant. We're a few generations from everything they put on paper for us.
Oh, so you think they should sell it back?
I think it's an argument we ought to discuss. I don't like a $20 trillion debt. I think it threatens the United States. It makes us beholden to countries I don't like.
We're going to talk about getting rid of the $22 trillion debt. I don't think the sale of the grassland is going to put a dent on it.
Well, you could say that about everything, but I actually think, for instance, on this very program, one of the most respected oil men in America, Harold Hamm, made an argument with some pretty solid math to say if you take, I think it was 20, it was either 20% or a third of federal lands, you responsibly develop energy there like we do in North Dakota. We've proven, MHA Nation has proven you can do it. You will, on I think a 20-year track, eliminate the debt. It's gone. I mean, so I think that's a good idea.
Well, I can put her up for public auction then. I don't think when a public auction gets done with it, I don't think a lot of the buyers on there are going to be grazing cattle. I'll tell you that much. Change the landscape down there.
Well, maybe you have some rules. You have rules in other places.
Oh, you have rules on what you can do with it then.
Well, I'm saying you could. I mean, that's not foreign. You have development. I mean, if it's private land, you
can have private land, and you're going to tell me what I can do with it after I buy it? Well, that's not private land anymore, is it?
No, you kind of came around to my side. Just do anything on it then, and reduce the federal debt. I enjoyed the call. Thanks a bunch. Others waiting, so I'm going to get to you. Wade in Wahpeton, what's on your mind?
I was thinking with the Democrats' insatiable spending, and actually the Republicans too, that even if they did sell the national grassland, not only would it not make it that big of a dent, but they just burn it away anyway in another unbudgeted or not being on budget. I think my biggest worry is that they're actually going to dip into our 401ks and possibly other areas just as emergency to help get that national debt down.
Yeah, you should be worried about that. That's actually been openly talked about at some point in the not too distant past. You know, I mean, you're absolutely right. Now, look. Ronald Reagan's tax cuts doubled the revenue to the Treasury, okay? And I hope Donald Trump's do the same. They're already working. But Ronald Reagan's tax cuts doubled the revenue to the Treasury of the United States of America. But guess what happened, folks? Rather than take the newfound revenue and reduce the debt, what did they do with it, Wade?
They just keep on spending on other things.
Exactly right. And even the great Ronald Wilson Reagan was not able to prevent that and had to go along with, you know, Tip O'Neill and the others. And that's why Donald Trump is public enemy number one to the swamp. And it isn't just it isn't even just liberal conservative. Okay? It isn't Republican Democrat. It's the swamp. It's entrenched bureaucrats who think you, Wade, and Kristen Wing, who's next, and Mike and McKenzie are stupid. We're all stupid, see? And they know better. That's what it is.
I think it would be really great if they didn't let the Electoral College votes count if the state was in the red. I think people would, if we could have forced not letting them raise taxes And if their state is in the red because they're not on budget, their electoral college votes do not count. And then places like North Dakota can actually elect the right people.
I love it. That's interesting. Thank you, Wade. I appreciate it. I do think we need some electoral reform. We'll save that one for another day. Chris and Wing, what's on your mind? I'm going to put Chris back on hold because I think he set the phone down to get another cup of coffee. Mike and McKenzie, what's on your mind?
I believe that the grasslands should be sold. They were bought in the Depression years because people were losing their land. So the government bought it to lease it back to them so they still had the use of it. Those days are long gone. But there's other things. The Constitution states that the government can only own enough acreage for the capital and for our port. So constitutionally, this isn't even correct.
Wow.
And the third thing is, how many more things do we need like the Hammonds out in Oregon? How many more situations do we need like that?
People dying going over it. Very good point. Very good point, Mike. Appreciate that. Thanks for calling. Good wisdom in McKenzie. We love it. A lot of good wisdom in Wing, except that Fred guy. Just kidding. More coming up on What's On Your Mind after this. Chris, stay tuned.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus, to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Radio program on the Northern Plains is back on your radio. And, you know, we couldn't have a show if Todd couldn't get to the microphone. And, you know, that would not be a pretty thing. So how'd you get to work today, Todd, anyway? Todd?
Well, see, mine is powered by, I'm here.
Oh, yeah.
If hit the right button, that would probably help, right?
Yeah.
Powered by SchweinbeerGMC.com, because we have some snow coming this weekend. Do you want to hold on to icicles as you drive, or a heated steering wheel? Get yours, SchweinbeerGMC.com.
All right, I'm not sure what this texter means, but it says, ha, 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 lots of ha, ha, ha's. And then he should maybe check the definition of a sacrament. Marriage, according to every church body except the Catholic Church, is not a sacrament. Christ did not give us marriage. Part of the definition that it is that it is given to us by Christ for our salvation. Am I missing something? Christ did not give us marriage. Then Christ gave it to us for our salvation. I think we're talking about the same person. In fact, the Apostle Paul warns of the danger of marriage to a young man's soul. Sorry, I got off on a tangent.
So we knew years ago, or what?
I'm not sure how to translate that. But
we should listen to Paul more, shouldn't we?
Yeah, and look, I am not one of those kind of persons that thinks if you're Lutheran, you're not going to heaven. To me, I always say Christianity, we're all on the same team, right? We're just different members of the team.
Yeah, pretty much the same God and the same Christ and everything, right?
Yeah, you might do a hurry-up offense, and I might do, whatever. But we got some things that are... So, anyway, I'm not sure where that person is going. Chris and Wing, let's see if we got Chris back to the phone. Did you grab your cup of coffee? You're good to go?
Well, this is Fred and Wing. I think you misunderstood me this morning.
Oh, yeah, well, I kind of made a little joke about you earlier there. I said,
I didn't want, there might be Metropolis, the Wing's third biggest city in Burley County. There could be a Chris out there. I'm trying to think if there is or not. So I didn't want to interfere. Sorry about that.
That's quite all right. What's on your mind, sir?
If we would sell some of the grasslands, I've driven across this country from north to south, from east to west. There is millions and millions of acres that is government controlled and owned by the government. Way too much, I think. And if we sold it, there'd have to be a bill passed in the National Congress that would say anybody who tried to use $1 to put in the federal budget and not go toward the debt would automatically go to jail for 30 days. then I go on. Because...
Fred, you're veering from the Founding Fathers, I think. I'm not sure that'd pass muster.
It would be a good bill, though. It might pass. Yeah.
Right. I mean, yeah. I was thinking the red state one, you have to be in red. I mean, any state in red, you have to be in the black. I mean, any state in the red, your vote doesn't count at the election. That's another one that came up today. So you're all very creative, but I know what you mean. This is, look, what was the original purpose? And again, you don't just do something forever because you did it that way then. Well, maybe there was a good purpose, but now there's no good reason for the federal government to own it. And if it's owned just to lease back to the people that are using it anyway, let them own it. Gary in Jamestown, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, thank you. I would say if it's possible to sell that land to people, go ahead and sell it. Not so much for reducing debt, but for the state of North Dakota to protect future economy. Because I read a Monday, March 4th, 2019 Wall Street Journal article. A front page headline says, tightly packed wells lower output, leading frackers to cut back on number of sites. Maybe this is something you could ask Harold Hamm about. Because if these wells are producing less, well, then we have to fall back on agriculture. So I would say, yes, sell the land. If you can make use of economic use of it, sell it.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. Bob in Grafton, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. Hi, Todd. It's been a long time since I called, but I just had to call and just make a comment. I did some math here while I was listening. I don't think we should sell any grasslands. China and the government in China own more property in our country than people would really understand. But I did some math. So there's 31,556,952 seconds in a year. If someone was to earn $1 a second, okay, $2 trillion, it would still take 63,377 years to pay that off. And if you use $20 trillion, which is really what our debt is with all the unfunded liabilities when you include all that, it would take 6,337,747 years to pay $20 trillion at a dollar a second. So I think selling the grasslands is that's not going to do anything to the debt. I can't even imagine what the interest alone is on, you know, the $20 trillion or the $200 trillion. So, but just try to wrap your head around that.
Yeah, I mean, though I will say again, if you got to, I don't think just the grasslands being sold means you don't have a debt. The point is, should we sell them? Because really, should the federal government be owning that land? Where is that in the founding fathers? Okay, so I reject the argument. I reject the argument. Don't sell it because it won't do anything to the debt anyway. A buck will reduce the debt by a buck. I'll take the buck if it isn't something the federal government's supposed to own. But the real key here is what we're going to talk about in the next two segments with Mark Fox, chairman of the MHA Nation. What?
Who would you be? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Who would you be for selling the grasslands to, the states or the public or the states?
Well, the people the federal government sold it to bought it from in the first place who leased back the land anyway. I mean, it's just sort of a transactional thing. You know, I mean, again,
okay,
and why not? They're paying lease payments and, you know, just don't own it. Get out of it. But the real win, in my mind, is taking federal lands that have resources, and we take energy development to all of those places, do it responsibly. Don't go AOC on me. AOC ought to be in North Dakota. Well, she's been in North Dakota protesting a pipeline.
Yeah,
I kid you not. Giving the land back to the people,
I'm all for that. I'm all for giving the land back to the people. The government does. The government owns so much.
But you just made the argument that it wasn't. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Now I'm interrupting you. Bob, I think what you're saying is we have no idea how much $20 trillion is.
Oh, that's crazy.
We have no idea. We have no idea. And your illustration makes a lot of sense. I've heard it done in seconds before. And, you know, mm-hmm. so seconds are the millions, and minutes are the billions, and then months or years are the trillions, right?
Yeah.
So you really got to wrap your mind around how much money that is. And we're starting to hear people say it's no big deal right now. It's no big. That's what they're saying. Oh, you could live with economists. I'm not talking about just some Joe Schmo on the street. That's insane. So we have to do everything. And I didn't even bring this subject up today. I brought the debt subject up because I believe energy development, ongoing energy development, where the federal government gets the lease rights on land they currently own, over time, and not too much of time, a couple of decades, you don't have the debt. And it's done responsibly. So I think that makes good sense. Bob, you contribute mightily to the program. We appreciate you. Call again. I hope it isn't something we said that caused you to take some time off from calling us. We love it. Hearing from all our listeners. More coming up. Move them out. That's what Vince Webker's saying about the largest hot tub inventory in the USA. Over 100 2018 models right now. Great savings for you. And you know what? A lot of really neat features on those. Most importantly, the Ace saltwater system, which I translate to say ease of use, ease of care. Everything's better with Ace, right?
It is. It's not totally maintenance free, but it makes the water better. We talk about better water, makes it feel better. It is better. And because of that, you're going to use it more. And we have a whole lot of 2018 we want to move aside to make room for 2019. And come on in. We'll wheel and deal a bit this time of year. So we should have zero excuses for you not to make every day made better with a hot tub by the time you leave.
Great financing too, right?
That's right. Right now, 60 months, no interest with payments, or 12 months, no interest, no payments, which a lot of customers like after the holidays.
Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, Devil's Lake 2, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Crews are resuming their efforts to clean up debris following Sunday's EF4 tornado in eastern Alabama. 23 people lost their lives, ranging from 6 to 89, including 7 members of one family. Brian Hastings is the director of the Alabama Emergency Management Agency. He says down in Alabama, they're used to strong storms.
And here in Alabama, we say that our tornado season is actually 1 January through 31 December. So it's always tornado season here in Alabama. It's just a place that we're used to it. It's tough. And we're also number one for long-track violent tornadoes in the nation.
Hastings was speaking there on Fox News, and President Trump plans to tour the area on Friday. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is testifying on Capitol Hill in an open session. Nielsen is expected to take some heat from the Democrats regarding the president declaring a national emergency and the discontinued family separation policy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey friends, time for Wednesday Wheels, brought to you by Pucklick Chevrolet Buick GMC Valley City. They do it every week. They bring us just a great deal. And two great stores. They're in Bismarck, North Dakota's home for Chevy. They're in Valley City. And they have a mint condition SUV big time savings. What more could you want? 2017 Buick Enclave, premium edition, all-wheel drive, 32,000 miles, mint condition, one owner, local trade. There we go. Loaded up, heated, cooled, leather bucket seats, gorgeous pearl white color. It's a head turner. It's sharp. Sunroof, DVD, OnStar, navigation, satellite radio. Certified, so the factory warranty is still intact. And listen to this. On the lot right now, $36,495, they're going to change the sign and say, Scott sent me, so I get it for $34,996. Just tell them Scott sent you, you get it for $34,996. Wow. Only got 32,000 miles. It's new. Check it out at PucklichValleyCity.com or stop by the showroom and see it for yourself. Pucklich, Chevy, Buick, GMC, where they say you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main Valley City or online at Pucklich.com. Yesterday I had a chance during Energy Day, which was fantastic. Kudos again to the Petroleum Council, Bakken backers, Rob Lindbergh, Ron Ness, and their whole team. Kathy Nesset, Blue Halsey, all the leadership members, a lot of good folks there put on a great day. And Mark Fox was part of that part of the presentation. And, of course, everybody's celebrating the fact that we now have a new compact, a new agreement between the MHA Nation and the state of North Dakota. Governor Burgum, Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford worked very hard on that. As you'll hear from Mark Fox, gives them a lot of the credit for this. And now I want to focus in on a little bit with Chairman Fox about what this means. A lot of hard work. They looked ahead. You know, if you look ahead and say, okay, all this hard work, what was it for? What is the future impact of this agreement? How is it going to help tribal members?
Bottom line, everything that we're doing here, you know, is great diligence, but also great patience, and it's taken years and years to get us here. Is all going to, end result of all that's going to be continued development and increased development to our economy. So economic development is really a key here. And we have to create a stable environment for that economy to grow. And a significant part of that, obviously, is settling the questions about how taxes that stem from development on our reservation are going to be properly split and utilized to enhance that development. And that's really been the key in question all this time. And now that we're on the eve of being able to put together for the first time since 2013, a signed agreement mutually agreed to by both sides with all provisions, move forward. That's going to stabilize the environment. That's going to give opportunities for industry partners to reinvest and to invest more. But it's also going to give us a chance to focus on development ourselves.
And Sharon Fox, tell me how that, everything you're talking about there, that development trickles down to the individual tribal members.
really, really important. There's two ways in which individuals can stand to benefit by our policy of continued energy development, oil and gas development. Number one is the most obvious, which is there are some allottees representing less than 20% of our tribal members that receive royalties from production on their own lands held in trust for their own benefit individually. They're called IIM, Individual Indian Money Accounts, in which they have the rights to those mineral resources individually. Now, two-thirds of all our royalties produced since day one, since 2008, has gone to individual tribal members. And so with that benefit, you see a lot of things like their personal standards of living have risen. They're being able to take care of their families better. They're being able to reinvest their dollars, maybe build a new home, establish many of these things that mainstream Americans take for granted. We're now having for the first time. And so that's a really a positive benefit to utilize our resources, sell them to market, but increase the standard of living for some of our members through a direct royalty benefit. And then the second way in which individuals benefit, which is by far the majority, 80% plus, who get very little or no direct benefit from royalties of oil and gas on Fort Berthold. And the other members, the vast majority, they benefit by what the tribe does collectively on behalf of all our membership. And that might be building brand new schools, new law enforcement centers and courthouses. It has to do with road infrastructure, water development, water infrastructure development, building houses. We're approaching 400 new homes built in the last 4 or 5 years. All this production that we're doing, economic development, stimulating private business development. We have tribal member businesses that are exploding in which they're participating as well. So all these benefits are enhancing our economy. And at the end of the day, in trade-off for this very valuable resource we call oil and gas, we're going to be able to set ourselves up for continued economic development in other areas, putting our eggs in other baskets. But at the same time, you know, we're gonna allow our standard of living for all our membership to rise up to a level where we're far better off than we were before we started.
This makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up, because this is the genius of oil and gas development with the technology now available. This is why it's happening. That oil's always been there, but the people of the MHA Nation have not been able to realize the benefit until the technology came. And now listen to what the future means for this MHA Nation. It's incredible. Chat with Mark Fox, chairman. And you talk about economic development. You expect more companies, new development? What?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of the industry partners, some have been consistently there for 10 years plus. And then, but you also have new companies coming on to say, we'd like to invest in what's going on at Fort Berthold as well, too. And you're exactly right. We call that partnering in the field or partnering with the industry. And so we bring these individuals in. They sometimes assume maybe there's a flip going on from some other companies, but there is a waiting line of companies who say, you know what, we can make some good money by investing in the oil and gas development in western North Dakota at Fort Berthold. And so we're going to do that. And that always equates to more production. And when there's more production, that's more jobs. That's more royalties and then more revenue to do the positive things for infrastructure that we need to put into place to create a system that's going to continue to grow our economy. You know, oil and gas is just one of those catalysts. It's a major catalyst. But we got so many other things that we can do in agriculture and other areas as well, and water development. We're going to continue to use those resources to spur that onward. And so, you know, that, like I said, at the end of the day, so to speak, our success is going to be measured by a reduction of some of the things, some of the economic hardship and poverty that we had previously are beginning to be eradicated. And, you know, yeah, for me as the chairman and leading our nation, you know, here's my dream that one day in the future that our tribal nation will take a lead role in economic development, not just in the state, but in the nation and in the world. And that you know, that will take a lead role in that, and that we are no longer dependent on any other government or entity, no dependence on federal government, anybody, our state, or anybody else. We're thriving, and we're moving forward, and we're joining the economy in a positive way, and our membership, every single one of them, will benefit that way.
I love that dream, and I wonder if you think this agreement, this new certainty that's there now, for, you know, oil and gas companies to realize, okay, we can go in there, we know what the tax treatment is going to be, we're good. If you expect that to attract more investment to do that, realize your dream.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, gas capture is a priority with the state, but I think it's even more so a priority with our tribal nation, and I can speak to that effect. And so when we have a stabilized environment, now I got industry partners who are coming in who have the capital to say, let's joint venture in how we capture this gas. Let's work together. Let's figure out how we can do this together. Your investment, our investment. Let's capture this, get it to market. Everybody benefits. And you see a lot of that going on right now. But that doesn't happen if you are quibbling or you are at impasse on regulation, impasse on taxation, impasse on a number of areas. When those things occur, it stymies that ability. And so now opening the door, so to speak, we have the state working more closely with this, understanding that deferring more tax revenue to us is really an investment for the state as a whole, and you get tenfold back on the back end of that by the more we develop, the more the state grows. And so industry partners are there, and we're all figuring out what's the best way. Because if you flare that gas and you burn it into the night, nobody gets paid. The industry doesn't get paid. The individual landowner doesn't get paid. The tribe doesn't get paid. Nobody gets paid. We capture it. It just enhances the economy even more so. So gas capture, and you know, you're familiar. We'll be leaving on a trip in less than 2 weeks here. We're going to start doing some spin-off things like growing agricultural products with that captured gas, heating large greenhouses like they do in Holland, and we're going to get their expertise and have them partner with us to show us how to do that. And so our economy changes, the state's economy changes. You'll go to Walmart, and you'll see strawberries growing less than 50, 60 miles away.
Pretty incredible. It really is. The Trump administration has made a lot of this possible, and I want to talk a little bit about the importance of that, reductions in regulations in the energy efforts to date for MHA.
Well, you know, we saw the door open about come June, it'll be 2 years ago when I had a chance to sit across the table with the President of the United States to talk about what it's going to take to get at the energy resources on federal lands in Indian country. And, you know, I don't know if you know or not. I presume you do, Scott. But, you know, more than 30% of the non-renewable energy resources in this country are in Indian country on tribal lands. And so the message, the discussion was, and sitting with the president, was what do you need and what does Indian country need for us to enhance that, to us to get in and develop that 30%? Because the energy, the policy that the president is asserting, is trying to assume and establish, is what he calls energy dominance in the world. And to have energy dominance, that means domestic production has to go up, and that 30% is laying there. And so my response in discussing with him is, it's really two things, Mr. President. One is, you have to start deferring more to the tribe and tribal laws and regulations, because we know how to protect our land. And as you see, we have an interest in development. We want to move that development. We want to maximize that. And so let us not only develop our resources, but we know how to protect our other resources. We know how to protect our land.
Of course you do. No doubt about it. Phenomenal. And it can be done, and it can be done responsibly. When we come back, should we be doing more of this to reduce our federal debt? Could this eliminate our federal debt? Responsible drilling of those resources. More coming up.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA, home of the 4-for-4 pizza special, a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. The best cookies in town. Plus, PetroServe is the official C-store of the NDSU Bison. Swing into a PetroServe location nearest you today for great deals on all your NDSU Bison gear.
Hey, it's Matt the Pizza Guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. Oh, it's a new month. Yes, March is here. And as much as we dislike saying goodbye to what is, I think we can all agree that saying laid out to February is a farewell embraced wholeheartedly by all. And by now, I'm sure you've seen the new packaging for Pizza Corner Pizza. You'll find your favorite Pizza Corner Pizza in an overwrap with the new logo right there in the middle. Look for the same colors you've come to know and then experience the same great taste you've come to expect from Pizza Corner Pizza. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
One of our fine sponsors on What's On Your Mind, and we value our partnership with the good folks at MBI Energy Services, best place to work in the oil patch. You hear about all we're talking about with Chairman Fox here, and you say, wow, maybe I want to be part of this. Maybe I want to build something for the future. I mean, the amount of companies that will be grown in the future because of the certainty that's here now and this agreement going forward is phenomenal. And so take on one of these jobs. Go out there. Find out about it. You'll make a very good living. I mean, you'll take care of your family in ways you never have before. I mean, there's great benefits. They're really incredible. They have a sign-on bonus, top-tier training. They literally have best-in-class benefits. You won't even believe it. So MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS. Diesel mechanics, waste management work, water transfer, field operators, well intervention, truck drivers need it big time right now. So call 844-MBI-JOBS. Okay, so back with more with the Mark Fox, chairman of the MHA Nation. And my question to Mark now is now that we heard all that's possible and what can happen from the investment that will come in, tackle the flaring problem, get into other areas as well besides oil and gas, agriculture and whatnot. Shouldn't we be doing this exact thing like you're doing very responsibly anywhere there's oil and gas? Why wouldn't we want to do that? I don't understand why we wouldn't want to say, let's take on our federal debt with something we can do responsibly. So here's what he said.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think energy development plays a significant role in that. And the more you sell, the more taxes, and we establish foreign markets, which is on our priority as well, too. We're going to work with midstreamers to get that out. And we're selling our domestic production outward. Then we can't lose in that equation, because that's more revenue back to us. Instead of us spending money to bring oil in, we're all now benefiting. We're reversing the trend, more revenue from exports. So we're all part of that. And that equates to obviously to offset deficit spending or offset a negative deficit of trillions of dollars. So, you know, we're on board with that. The only thing that we ask for is you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know, we got to still remember that, you know, we want this economic development. We want to sell this valuable resource. But let's do it diligently, but let's do it responsibly. And let's sit down and talk how that's done and be willing to trade. You know, the government, the state government, the federal government, you got to have some trade-off here. You can't simply come in and say, this is the way it's going to be done, tribe. There's no other way, and you accept it or we move on. You sit down, let's talk, let's make win-win situations. When we have those kind of conversations, we get things done. And I think we're a good example of that. And you do see a lot of tension from the White House, or hence I wouldn't have been probably sitting in front of them nearly a year and a half, 2 years ago.
You've also obviously seen it from the state, and you've talked to me personally about your respect for Governor Burgum and Lieutenant Governor Sanford and their leadership and how this deal came together. Talk a little bit about that.
You know what? You know, I think it allayed those fears of those consummations that you alluded to, because I think those are falsely based. And unfortunately, they may have came about as a lack of faith and trust. But, you know, I think that the payoffs are there. You know, it was you brought in a very successful businessman and as well as the lieutenant governor. You brought in people who have a background of making things work and being successful. And they quickly recognized the tribes of North Dakota play a very important role in the economy of the state. And to simply ignore that fact or to take advantage of that fact in ways that don't serve the tribal members keeps us isolated. It keeps a line between us, keeps a wall between us.
Yep.
And so to join in together, that takes time and effort. And sometimes it seems, although it might almost be wasteful, we have just now proven, and we are proving today and the days to come here, that by sitting down and working together, we all can benefit. And I think you're seeing that happen today. So, you know, those concerns that others had or may still have, I think those are being addressed and being minimized now, because people are saying, you know what, we can do this together. And I think it's really positive.
The chairman of the MHA Nation, I'm not going to get to all this interview that we did yesterday, but I do want to pick up a couple of things that we'll do, and talk about. One is, you know, a big chatter amongst the political class, I guess, in Bismarck has been that the governor and the lieutenant governor were spending too much time, wasting time, sort of with the, you know, the MHA Nation. And part of that is, I guess, from the perspective of, you know, the elected leaders of North Dakota having done that before, sometimes, you know, a lot of time gets invested and not a lot comes back. But Governor Burgum did invest a ton of time, along with Lieutenant Governor Sanford, and I asked him about, you know, what people were saying and what he thought about that. And he said, no, we heard that too, and it was an interesting answer. So anyway, I really appreciate Chairman Mark Fox in that interview, and it'll be one of our encore presentations for sure. We'll also put it up on the website. All right, who's on the phone?
Chris.
Chris, where are you at right now, Chris?
I'm in Bismarck.
Chris in Bismarck sent us a text answering the question, in your opinion, should the grasslands be sold to reduce the federal debt? You sent us an answer. You think yes, but with some caveats, right, Chris?
Yep. Parcel it out. Make it sure that it's
under a quarter section, under 160 acres, and let private citizens and small business owners have the first crack at it.
70%.
After the first round, year, 2 years, let
then open it up. Yeah, no, it makes sense, Chris. By the way, 70% answered similar. Yes, do it, and maybe with a caveat here or there, 30% bad idea. We're going to keep this debate going. Thanks, Chris. You win on my pillow. It's yours.
Hey, Scott, there are over 100 fjords in your future.
Thanks to you, our good guy, Carol Juven, who's been to Norway how many times?
174 times.
And this tour is filling up, isn't it?
This tour is nearly full.
So we need you to call Carol right now and reserve your spot. My wife Maria and I and our family are headed to beautiful Norway, a celebration of our heritage and the witness of the midnight sun. What is the midnight sun, Carol?
24 hours of daylight, and the Norwegians love it.
See the fjords, hundreds of waterfalls, the majestic mountains, June 15th through June 30th. This will be a seven-day land tour visiting Stavanger, Bergen, Oslo, and Trondheim, and travel 7 days on the west coast to the land of the midnight sun. Call now. A complete packet of information will be sent to you, 800-343-0093. Call Carol and the team right now, 800-343-0093 at Juven Tours and Travel.
Welcome along.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.